B-Pod Studios.
Let's bring in Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Keith, there's so many layers to this, so let me just ask you, first of all, your reaction to the head coach making this kind of a move.
You know, I was a little shocked that it, I mean, all right, let me put it this way. I wasn't surprised that, you know, he would be like a point forward just because Shake is another point guard, but I felt like, you know, they would tell us, like, no, Ben's the point guard. But when you watch the game, you realize that Shake's the point guard and Ben's more of a point forward. But when he said it yesterday, you know, I was like, whoa. And then that's why I came back and I asked a question about it. And then he came back and said, yeah, you know, he's been playing it exclusively at practice. He tried to walk it back a little bit today, but you know, it was one of those things where, yeah, I was a little shocked because of the timing. You know, they're getting ready to go into the playoffs. And when you make a real change like that, you know, it's kind of like you're doing a lot. You know what I mean? A lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, sorry. So regarding this move, I had three questions I was asking our listeners today. So I'll ask the same ones to you. Number one.
Okay.
Is this a Hail Mary play by Brett? And would they have been better off, in your opinion, staying the same with Ben at the one? Number two, Ben at the four, why would this benefit the Sixers more than him at the one? And finally, number three, are we that sure about Shake that he's going to deliver?
Say number one again. And then we'll
number one, is this a Hail Mary move by Brett? And would they might they have been better off just staying the same with Ben as the one?
You know what, I think that Ben was going to get the ball in the high post anyway. So, yeah, it could have been like a Hail Mary move, like, you know, you're making something drastic. But I think that initially Ben would have been, I mean, he would have been a point forward no matter what. Because if you look at how the team has been playing, like, gradually during the season, you know, he kept getting the ball in the high post. You know, the thing is, he wasn't dribbling the ball up the length of the court as much in the half court set. They would just pass it to him in a high post, and he would, as Brett likes to say, quarterback the gym. So I think that this gets, like, headlines and you know, things like that. But, again, I thought that he would be classified as the point guard, but he would have been more of a point forward, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get that. But also, the head coach said that he's the fastest player in the league, and so he's alluding to the fact that he can jet down the floor, beat everybody, and get a pass and score off transition. Now, I'm looking at it like, yeah, I can see he does the Barkley thing where he gets it off the glass and goes, and that makes him still the one. Or it's a kick out to him on the wing, and he goes, and he starts to break. So how are they going to, you know, kind of smooth this over on what that role is on transition?
Yeah, that's going to be tough because what Brett said, you know, I understand that. And I will tell you this, during the games that I saw Ben playing a four and playing a five, he was phenomenal, right? The problem with what you just said is it's going to be tougher to get out on a break like that in the playoffs when everybody slows everything up. You know, guys are going to get back. He's going to draw the crowd. So it's not going to be as easy as it was in the regular season. You know what I mean? It sounds good, but it's not going to be as easy. But I will say that, you know, when he's in the post, and there's a lot of times Joel didn't play when he was in there, and I saw certain things, you know, I was amazed by it. I mean, I will say that about Ben.
Okay. All right, so let's go with the Shake theory. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think we've taken a leap here, and I don't know if there's been enough time to take a leap because I'm always skeptical. You know, I need to see more. So you think we're rounding off a little too much that Shake is the reliable guy who has arrived, who can help this team in those moments where they need help as a shooter and as a floor general?
Yeah, I think I like Shake a lot. And I wish Shake well. I hope he does well. But I'm with you a little bit. I think it's a little bit of a leap. And the reason being, I'm saying, I mean, like, first of all, you're going to put a lot of pressure on him. You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Because what happens if Shake doesn't play well? You know, do you go back to Ben, right? Also, who, if not, who's your backup point guard? Who's plan B? And what's going to happen now, they're going to say, okay, you want to take the ball out of Ben's hand? So what we're going to do is we're going to blitz this young point guard, and we're going to see what he can do. You know, and I think guys are going to attack him differently now. So, you know, it's putting a lot of pressure on a Shake, and it's putting a lot of pressure on Brett Brown, because, you know, everything has to go right. And, you know, Tom Moore asked a great question today. He said, who's going to get the ball in crunch time? And Brett Brown, like, avoided that play. I mean, avoided that, that question. He didn't want to answer it. And that's the thing. Like, do you have enough faith in Shake to when there's like it's 3 seconds left or whatever, 5 seconds left, you're going to put the ball in his hands and trust that he makes the play?
All right, let's go back to the Ben at four. Now, we were talking about the half-court situation. If Ben is in a four position, how does this move jive with Embiid? What's the benefit of it? How will this hurt or help Embiid?
You know, it's weird. It's to be seen. You know, the thing is with Ben like being hesitant to shoot threes, when he's down in the paint, there are going to be people coming towards him and trying to cut off his passing lanes. Now, if he was out in the perimeter, you know, everybody was going to sag off of him and run towards Joel, right? Mm-hmm. So if Ben is at the high post and Joel's the low post, it could work out. Especially if they try pick and rolls and then you fake the Ben or whatever and you go to Joe. So that can help. How it's going to hurt is, like, what if they don't, I mean, it's still going to be an extra body down there. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to maneuver ways to create some spacing for Joel no matter what. You know, now, you know, everybody keeps saying that, you know, it could work out, but then there are us, and I shouldn't say everybody, there's some people saying that, and there's other people like shaking their head who think they can't play together. You know, but I'm just here to tell you, here's my concern is, what happens if Ben is a success to a point where we're going to be at the bubble, we're in the bubble, and everyone's going to just rave over Ben Simmons, and he starts stealing the headlines. Is that going to take away from some of Joel's production? And if so, how is Joel going to react? I mean, right now, you know, everyone says all the great things, but Joel told us last week that he can carry this team, that this is his team, you know. So how is that going to mesh if his production is cut in half because Ben is going to be taking up a lot of the calls and stuff on the low block?
Yeah, it's a good point. Let me bring up my biggest concern here with this move. Al Horford knows how to play that four when there's attention on somebody else down low. He slides into an open spot, and he made that medium range, that 10, 12-foot jump shot all the time. Ben Simmons is going to get that shot in this new alignment from the four, I think. Does he take that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't know, man.
Hey, you know he's going to get that. And I know in the first game what he's going to be reluctant to take, because what he usually does when he passes up a shot, he'll turn his back and he'll hand it off to somebody. You know, and I want to see like him slide it like Horford, say into that savvy open spot, get it and make the jump shot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the $1 million question. That's the thing that everybody's wondering. Now, if he does that, then I think, like, the tandem between him and Joel are going to work out. I mean, I honestly think that the Sixers, you know, Brett Brown, by him walking back it today saying Ben was all over the place and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I think he kind of realizes that, you know, he would have been better off just saying Ben is going to be the point guard and letting us decide for ourselves with our own eyes kind of sort of like what they did with T.J. McConnell 2 years ago in the playoffs.
Yeah.
T.J. came in and was really the point.
Yeah.
They said he was the two guard.
Yeah.
I think that would have avoided a lot of, you know, the pressure that Brett's going to be under and also Shake and then Ben, you know?
Yeah, I got you. All right, now that Horford's off the bench, different dynamic because, you know, what roles he come in off the bench? I know he'll take some Joel minutes, but where else is he going to be used?
You know, it could be, you know how, like, Brett always, you know, he'll sub in. He likes to stagger things, right? So I could see before it was always Joel and then Josh Richardson coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see now, I could see Joel and Shake going out, right? I could see that. And I could see Ben slide into the one and playing kind of sort of like, you know, maybe a two-man game with Al, like, you know, mm-hmm. getting Al involved. Because you're going to have to switch your rotation now or your substitution pattern now, you know, because you can't have, you know, those two in there at the same time. Now, who again, you know, maybe because I think that you can have Al at the five, Tobias could slide down to the four, and Ben could slide out to the, you know, to the one.
Yeah.
And then maybe you bring in Furkan or Matisse Seibel at the two.
My last question. So quickly, the rotation we're trying to figure out off the bench. Horford is locked as one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Burks locked?
I don't think so.
Oh boy,
I don't think so. I did a couple days.
Really?
I did a couple weeks ago. No, I don't know why. Because I'm starting to think. The more I think about it, and I think of Matisse Seibel. Right now, Brett may go to nine players. Right, but the more I think of like Matisse Seibel, and I think of what he brings defensively. And defense is going to matter a lot in the playoffs. And when you especially reduce your rotation and you stagger a lot, guys like Tobias, their points should go up. Like, you're going to look for them to do more. You know, Josh Richardson, guys like that, Shake now. You're going to look for them to do more. And I think that if you get a guy who's really good at one particular thing, which Matisse is great on a defensive end, I think you got to play him.
All right, so you got Horford, Matisse, Korkmaz, and maybe a ninth.
Well, Brett is saying there is going to be a ninth. That's
okay.
What he's saying.
So all right, so who's the ninth?
It comes to situational. I think it's going to come down to, you know, a situational thing. Like,
okay.
I think that, you know, it could be it could be Birch or mm-hmm. it could be Glenn Robinson the third.
Okay.
You know, I do. And, you know, Brett keeps throwing Mike Scott's name in there. But I don't know when you already have four bigs. You got Ben, you got Tobias, you got Al, and you have Joel. I think it's going to be hard for Mike to get some minutes, in my personal opinion.
All right. We'll see what happens. This is dynamic. I love this. Keith, great stuff. We'll continue to read you and hopefully have you on soon. Thanks, buddy.
All right, my man. Have a great
one. All right, Keith Pompey, The Inquirer, Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.